And today's last word in business takes us to the competition in the restaurant industry. Analysts are forecasting modest gains for that industry in 2012 after a tough couple of years. So many people didn't have money to eat out. A few more do now. And Taco Bell is among the chains making some dramatic moves to get your attention. As NPR's Allison Keyes reports, Taco Bell plans to spend around $75 million advertising a new and surprising type of taco, the Doritos Locos taco.
Yes, may I have you?
Taco Bell is celebrating its 50th anniversary this week, and it's getting big buzz from a new product.
One Dorito Taco Supreme.
Yep, that's a Doritos Locos taco with shells made from nacho cheese Doritos. Some might be skeptical of such a pairing, but not Robert Mack of New Jersey.
I love Doritos, I love Taco Bell, and having them both at the same time, why didn't someone think of that sooner?
NPR watched as he took his first bite.
It's really good. Best of both worlds.
It's everything that you dreamed it would be.
Yes, it is.
Taco Bell manager Tita Funes says the tacos are a hot item.
More menus buy the Doritos tacos.
I think it's having breadth of appeal.
Greg Creed is Taco Bell's CEO and says brands like his want to differentiate themselves from others in the marketplace, partly by having a lot of new ideas that will appeal to their customers, to new customers, and create new expectations for a known brand.
It's really about on multiple platforms and multiple layers being very innovative.
Just when you thought all the really good ideas were taken. Introducing the new Doritos Locos Tacos from Taco Bell.
You can't miss the TV ads for the new tacos, but other companies are trying to boost their shares, too.
I had a shamrock shake.
I hate you.
Yep, Subway broke the 200-calorie breakfast barrier.
When it comes to innovation, we've seen some terrific products come out.
Kurt Schnabelt is a director in the restaurant and food service practice with a global consulting firm, Alex Partners. He says companies are finding ways to deliver products in ways people don't expect, from Burger King testing a delivery service in the Washington, D.C. area, too.
Things like White Castle offering wine in their restaurants, Starbucks offering wine. You know, these are ways for these brands to increase their sales.
Schnabelt adds it's also a way to do so during times when the eateries had been getting light volume. But no matter what crazy things restaurants might be trying, including a growing focus on social media, Schnabelt says.
Food quality is still the number one thing that consumers want out of a restaurant.
Oh, and that wine at White Castle thing? Only happening at one store in Lafayette, Indiana. For now, Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Cheers. That's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green.